Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any agenda changes?
There is one change, Mr. Chairman. Staff would request that conditional use number 2337, Community Power Group LLC, be removed from the agenda. That application is to be re-noticed for a future meeting date, and notifications will be sent out once a new date is selected.
That's the second one?
The solar farm application in Ellendale, correct.
Okay, that's 2337.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes from the October 13, 2022 meeting.
And Mr. Chairman, unless there are any corrections or comments, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of October 13th, 2022.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the October 13, 2022 meeting as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. This is a time where anyone is welcome to come and speak for up to 3 minutes on a topic that is related to the Planning and Zoning Commission, the ordinance, or our work. However, it cannot be related to any specific application, any specific site plan, or old business item on the agenda this evening. It cannot be about anything that is specifically on our agenda this evening, but any general comments or concerns, we'll be happy to hear from you. Who would like to go first?
It's your chance, people.
Going once. Going twice. Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who might like to make a public comment?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right. There being none, we will close the public comment period and we'll move on to other business. Our first item of other business is Americana Bayside Residential Planned Community, RPC. Change of zone number 1393, revised master plan.
This is a revised master plan, MP15, for the Americana Bayside Residential Plan Community, RPC. The Americana Bayside Residential Plan Community was established by change of zone number 1393, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 6, 2001, through ordinance number 1433. The conditions of approval for the change of zone were subsequently amended on September 23, 2003, and April 13, 2010, in order to accommodate necessary changes to the RPC. The updated master plan amends the previously approved master plan, MP14A, to include further details regarding the Bayside Hotel, which is now known as the Inn at Bayside, for a 60-room hotel totaling 39,517 square feet, a spa and other site improvements, which the Commission may recall received final site plan approval at its meeting of Thursday, October 13, 2022. The updated master plan complies with the 170,000 square foot maximum square footage for retail office space as established under condition number 2 of the original ordinance. The master plan also complies with all conditions of approval for the RPC. Tax parcels District 533, Map 19, Parcel 856.01. The zoning is medium density residential plan community, or MRRPC, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised master plan for Americana Bayside Residential Plan Community, RPC, change of zone 1393.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised master site plan for MP15 for Americana Bayside Residential Plan Community, change of zone number 1393. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Let the record show abstained.
And let the record show that Ms. Wingate abstained. Our next item is the Peninsula MRRPC Still Waters Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the Still Waters community within the Peninsula. The plan proposes a reduction of parcel size for parcels C, D, E, and F, and the creation of parcel K, which will accommodate the existing multimodal path. Additionally, the parcel line along the entrance of Stillwaters is proposed to be relocated further south towards the intersection with Quiet Waters Avenue. The current plan was approved by the commission at their meeting of June 9th, 2022, and it is included in the published packet alongside the proposed plan. The lot line adjustment plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 30, Parcel 317.04 through 317.07. The zoning is medium density residential, residential plan community, or MRRPC. No agency approvals are required for this proposal. Therefore, this plan qualifies for preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we grant preliminary and final approval for the revised site plan for the Peninsula MRRPC Stillwaters.
Second.
We move and seconded to approve as a preliminary and a final the revised final site plan for the Peninsula MRRPC Stillwaters. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Blessing Greenhouses and Compost Facility Incorporated final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of multiple structures relating to the greenhouse and composting operations of Blessing Greenhouse and Compost Facilities Incorporated. The 31.95 acre more or less site currently hosts greenhouse structures totaling approximately 25,000 square feet and various concrete slabs totaling 100,000 square feet more or less. The plan proposes phased improvements of five structures totaling 143,179 square feet, a 23,270 square foot elevated filtration pad, and paved interior parking and circulation with a net development area totaling 25 acres more or less. The site plan includes improvements associated with conditional use CU 2071, approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting on Tuesday, August 8, 2017, via ordinance 2514. The preliminary plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of April 14, 2022. The plan consists of three phases, and the proposed uses include greenhouse operations, composting, soil blending, bagging of poultry byproducts, potting of soils for trucking, and wholesale distribution. The plan proposes the provision of 18 parking spaces and designated loading areas adjacent to each proposed building. Additionally, the plan includes a 25-foot wide landscape buffer along both the frontage on Draper Road as well as all portions of the proposed development area which are not wooded areas. Tax parcels District 230, Map 15, Parcel 34, and part of District 230, Map 15, Parcel 35. Zoning is AR1, agricultural residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
So I have one question. So we got something about from DelDOT, which I didn't have time to really review on this one. So what is it that I need to know about that?
So, Mike Larry, if we could speak to this, but there's a question about, do we have all the required agency approval letters at this time, or are we just waiting for one last letter to come in? So
we do not. We still don't have the fire marshal either, but the DelDOT, they generated what they call an authorization to apply for a permit for an entrance, for a permit for entrance construction. So it's a PEC letter.
Correct. So all indications are is that we were about to get all of the letters.
Was there a reason not to? Because I know this one's been one that's been through litigation that it couldn't be approved final by staff upon receipt of all those agency approvals. Is that?
So that's why I was wondering, should this be a final site plan, or is DelDOT going to tell them they have to move their entrance to something else?
I'm behind the veil on that.
Yeah. Well, and I would say, Mr. Willard's here. If DelDOT says they got to move the entrance, then they're going to have to come back in with the new final site plan anyway.
Okay. All right. Should we ask Mr. Willard, because he looks like he's kind of going to jump out of his seat.
Well, Ms. Stevenson, would you like to hear from Mr. Willard?
I would like to hear if there's someone here who knows about the DelDOT letter that we received today, if that means anything about the entrance. Is there anyone here who knows anything about it?
Is that person present?
Yeah.
I see who he is. Okay. Willard, for the benefit of the public, let me advise you that you have been invited to answer a specific question. This is not the time to make a speech or give any further public testimony other than the question that is being posed. Do you understand?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Can I state my name?
You may.
Tim Willard with Fuqua Willard and Shop. What you've received is what Mr. Lowry has said you have received. And my understanding is that they're going to approve this permit, and this is me speaking, having hustled this all couple weeks, is, and they may require some improvement, not a change of location. So it's, I think the important thing to note, and this is relevant to the question, is, as Mr. Robertson said, if there's anything that changes in the concept plan, you're going to see it again.
That's true.
So this, I hope, is relevant to the question, too. They're pretty far along with actually submitting building permits, so this has gotten pretty far along. I talked to Mr. Moore this morning about it, and so that's all I'll say, because I'm sort of deviating from the answer. So
you do good.
We're almost there. And because the settlement expires next month, it will be continued. If it's not, hopefully it's not necessary, we can get this thing going. They might even get a grant to do certain things. Reference the entrance as well, okay. Like the grant we had with the warehouse. Reference the entrance.
I did confirm with Mr. Moore, because this has been the subject of litigation, that he has no objection to this approval.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
The way I say this then is that, yes?
Final upon staff receiving all agency approvals.
The staff can
yeah.
do it now. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so I make a motion to approve the final site plan with final to be by staff on the receipt of all agency approvals for Blessings Greenhouses and Compost Facility, Inc.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the Blessings Greenhouses and Compost Facility, Inc. final site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Eagles Nest Senior Care Facility preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the Eagles Nest Senior Care Facility, which proposes the construction of 94,570 square foot assisted living facility, parking, and associated improvements. The 9.5 acre plus or minus site currently hosts a campground, a recreation building, a pool, and a pool. Additionally, the plan proposes a landscaped buffer along the frontage on Coastal Highway and a reconfiguration of the Shalom Trail easement at the western boundary of the site. The parcel is split zoned with all of the improvements in the plan to be located on the commercially zoned portion of the parcel. Tax parcel District 235, map 8.00, parcel 35.06, and the zoning is AR1, agricultural residential, and general commercial C1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I had just a couple of questions on this one. And I don't know if you can answer this, Mr. Whitehouse, but there's an existing septic on the site plan that's shown. I don't think it does serve that campground because it's quite a distance away from it. I just want to make sure that the campground will not be impacted by this new building and not still have what it already has in place with the sewer and the water.
They will have to go through the state in terms of obtaining all the permitting for that, but we could, as part of a final, make any final contingent on receiving confirmation of that. So
okay. And then the other question I had was it shows that they're going to change a portion of the existing gravel access drive to the campground, which is fine, obviously, but I didn't know if we need to make sure that there's a written document in place that allows the campground to have continued access.
We can certainly ask for that to be annotated on the plan. It is very close to the tree line, so as part of final, we might ask for some additional clarification on the design. So
okay.
So,
yeah. Okay, so how do I make that motion, Mr. Robertson?
It would be to approve.
Go ahead.
To approve preliminary contingent upon those matters being shown as final, and then the question is, does the commission want to see the final back, or are you happy for staff to approve the final contingent upon those two matters being clarified?
I'm okay with the staff doing that.
Let's clarify the two matters, though. It's the confirmation of the easement for the benefit of the campground, and what was the location of the easement?
It was the
agreement for the easement and then the utilities, sewer and water.
Okay. Just so that's part of the motion, it's clear in the record.
Okay, that's my motion.
Okay, second.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the Eagles Nest Senior Care Facility preliminary site plan as a preliminary, subject to the confirmation of the issues stated in the motion and with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Not voting.
Voting. Motion carries 3-0 with Ms. Hoey Stevenson and Mr. Hopkins not voting. Okay, the next item is subdivision 2004-43, Independence Revised Amenities Plan.
This is a revised amenities plan for the construction of two pickleball courts, two pavilions, a gazebo, and other site improvements within the existing subdivision of Independence. The properties are located on the west side of Samuel Adams Circle and within the Benjamin Harrison Circle. Final subdivision plan for Independence was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 28th, 2006. The preliminary subdivision plan for Phase 13 extension of Independence was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on Thursday, May 26th, 2022. The applicant has submitted votes from the existing homeowners, which show 52% in favor of the changes and 15% in opposition. 33% did not vote. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels, District 234, Map 16, Parcel 8.00, and Parcel 8.03. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this plan may be considered for preliminary and final approval.
So what, can you tell me again, what are the changes?
So a switch to pickleball courts and then design changes with the pickleball courts and additional paper patios with structures at the back. I believe there's a visualization somewhere. There was like, I saw it on one of the plans. Yeah, the pergola structure, the gazebo structure. So, and then the changing hard surfacing associated with that. So,
I guess my question, just for clarification, is it an addition to what was the amenities were, or a change, or we don't usually get additions, we usually get deductions. That's what I was
wondering. That I don't have. Whether we've gone through to see if anything else was removed.
No, it's our understanding that nothing's being removed. The pickleball courts are being added along with the gazebos and the gazebo and the pavilion.
That's what it sounded from the.
And they did also provide 51% signatures from the community, yep. Which the is petition, in the file.
The petition did ask people to add pickleball courts.
Yes. So, yep.
Seems to be the trend.
Like, I mean, I it's hard to argue when they want to give you more, right. Unless I'm missing something.
Well, it's just a matter of somebody's got to pay for it. And it's going to be the people there, so.
Well, they have
so if you're not a pickleball player, you might say, I don't want to pay for somebody else's pickleball court, which I'm assuming.
But apparently, the majority of them are.
Majority of them are pickleball players.
It seems like we need more pickleball courts.
I think that is the trend.
My that friend. Is true. I think that's a fair statement.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, in regard to 2004-43 Independence, I move to approve the revised amenities plan. And you say that you are in receipt.
Yes.
Preliminary and final.
It can be preliminary and final.
Preliminary and final.
There we go.
Second.
To move and second to approve the revised amenities plan for subdivision 2004-43 Independence as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the subdivision 2022-13 Chad E. and Amy L. Reed revised final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan within the existing Loblolly Village major subdivision to divide 6.94 plus or minus acres into two single family lots, including residual, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County. Property is lying on the north side of Loblolly Avenue, a private street within the major subdivision, approximately 500 feet north of Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 207. Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan at their meeting of Thursday, October 27th. 2022. The applicant has submitted more than 51% of signatures from existing homeowners in favor of the changes. The revised final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. No conditions of approval were given. Tax parcel District 330, Map 15.13, Parcel 44.00, Zoning MR, Medium Density Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, in regard to 2022-13, Chad E. and Amy L. Reed, I move for approval of the revised final subdivision plan.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the revised final subdivision plan for subdivision 2022-13, Chad E. and Amy L. Reed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, moving on to old business this evening. Our first item of old